Chapter 2, The Island. At this point, I was resigned to dying at sea, but luckily, after a short while, I saw the boat coming back to me. They threw me a rope and took me to the island. As we travelled slowly and silently, I looked at the people of the boat more carefully and noticed that together with Montgomery, the old white-haired man and the strange black-faced man, there were three very odd and tall men. They had long, straight black hair and were wrapped up in dirty white cotton bandages. Under the bandages, I could see dark, strangely shaped faces. Their eyes and teeth were so unusual that I felt a little worried. I had to look away. We landed on a flat, wide beach behind which I saw a small, very green hill. A simple stone house stood on it. The crew started to unload the boxes from the boat. They were looking at me in a strange manner and spoke in an unintelligible language with lots of guttural sounds. Finally, the white-haired man spoke to me.
Montgomery says you're a man of science. That's why we brought you here. We're biologists, and this can be considered a biological station. I can't say when you'll be able to get away. We see a ship once a year or so.
When we reached the house, the white-haired man asked Montgomery,
"What are we going to do with this unexpected guest? Where shall we put him up? He can't walk around the island."
"We can put him up in that room with the outer door,"
Montgomery suggested.
"Fine. Well, you must know that there are things in the laboratory you can't understand. So never go into the laboratory,"
the old man told me brusquely. The furniture in the room was simple: a bed and a table with a small chair. Another larger chair was in a corner. Another door led into a garden. It was open, and Montgomery immediately locked it.
"To avoid accidents, always keep this door locked,"
his master said to me, and walked out of the room. Montgomery followed him outside and shouted,
"Moreau! Moreau! Wait!"
Moreau! I had already heard that name, but where? From the window of the room, I could see those strange fellows covered with dirty white cotton bandages moving in a clumsy way. I could hear animals growling, dogs barking loudly, and other noises I could not clearly recognize. Soon after, Mling, Montgomery's assistant, came into the room bringing some coffee and some vegetables. As he put the food on the table, I saw his ears under his long black hair. That fellow had pointed ears, covered with fine brown hair. Suddenly I remembered a newspaper article of about 10 years before, the Moreau Horrors. Moreau used to be an important and highly respected biologist, but then a journalist found out that he was practicing vivisection on many animals. There was a scandal, and Moreau had to leave the country. Was this the same person? And what were all those animals in cages for? Perhaps he had decided to continue his work on an island far from home. And who were those deformed people with animal-like faces? Where were they from? What was the meaning of all this? A remote island in the Pacific Ocean, locked gates, those creatures? While I was reflecting on these things, at about 1 o'clock, Montgomery entered the room with his servant, who was carrying our lunch.
"I'm going to have lunch with you, Prendick. Moreau is very busy and won't join us."
"Moreau? I know this name," said I.
"Do you? Well, so you will understand something about our mysteries. Do you want some brandy?"
"No, thanks. I don't drink."
"Very good of you. It was my passion for alcohol which brought me here."
"Montgomery," said I suddenly, "why has your man got pointed ears?"
Who, Mling? Well, actually, his ears are a bit strange.
They are pointed and hairy, and his eyes shine in the dark.
I don't know. I've never noticed that. Maybe he keeps his hair so long to hide his strange ears.
While I was trying to press him with more questions about Mlink, we heard a terrible cry of pain from the laboratory. It made me start. I looked at Montgomery, who remained impassive.
Why are you asking me so many questions about Mlink?
Asked he. Because he's an unnatural creature. There's something about him which gives me a very bad sensation. Suddenly, another more terrible cry of pain came from the laboratory. The loud noise went on for about a minute. It sounded like the cries of a big feline, the puma on the ship. The screams became louder and louder. Montgomery drank a large glass of brandy and left the room swearing. After some time, I could not stand the puma's screams of pain any longer and ran out of the house. It was late afternoon. I walked into the forest quickly as far away as possible from the house. Then I stopped in a wonderful place. The vegetation was thick, there were tall trees, beautiful flowers, and a shining stream. I lay down on the grass in the shade and soon fell asleep. I do not know how long I slept, but when I woke up, I saw something moving on the other side of the stream. It looked like an animal which was going to drink the water in the stream. It moved its head down to the water and began to drink. I looked more carefully. It was not an animal. It was a man dressed in blue clothes. But he was moving on all fours like a beast, or was drinking like a cat or dog. I moved to see him better, but I slipped and fell down, and the noise attracted his attention. His eyes met mine. He stood up quickly, and staring at me, wiped his mouth with his hand. He was dark-skinned, and his legs were much shorter than his body. It seemed that these islanders were all rather ugly. Then he walked away into the forest. I decided to walk away too, but now I was nervous, and any noise gave me a fright. Then I saw an unpleasant thing, the dead body of a rabbit covered with shining flies, but still warm and without its head. Were there dangerous animals in the forest? Or was it the action of that strange man in blue I had met by the stream? I felt more uncomfortable and thought it had been a bad idea to go out alone in an unknown and strange place like that. So I decided to get back to the house and started to run very fast. I stopped running when I got to an open space where I saw three grotesque human figures near a tree. One was evidently a female, the other two were men. They were naked, apart from red clothes tied around their bodies, and their skins were pink. They had fat, heavy, chinless faces and almost no hair on their heads. Their legs were very short, and their feet were very small with no toes. I had never seen such bestial-looking creatures. They were singing a sort of monotonous song. They moved their bodies from side to side as if they were dancing. I thought they were practicing a sort of religious ceremony. Suddenly, I realized that these creatures, despite their human form, looked like pigs. Rather shocked, I walked away from them very silently and moved towards the beach. But soon after, I saw the man in blue clothes I had met before. He looked at me for a moment, then he ran into the forest. "Who are you?" I shouted. But he did not answer. I realized that it was getting dark. I had to get back to the house as soon as possible. The idea of a night alone in the forest frightened me. I started to walk again, even though I did not know where to go exactly. I felt the presence of a living being, man or animal, that was following me. I walked for a long time and realized that I had lost my way. My heart was in my mouth now. Just when I was going to lose hope, I heard the sound of the sea. I started to run as fast as I could towards the beach. When I reached it, I felt more relieved. I moved towards the house, which I could see in the distance. But soon after, I saw a shadow just behind me. Who's there? I asked, scared to death. But there was no answer. The thing was still there because I heard steps. I started to run again. Then I stopped and turned around. In the dark, I saw that it was not an animal because it moved on two legs, not four. I picked up a stone and began to run towards the house, but I could hear that the creature was getting closer and closer. I turned round, and just as it was going to jump on me, I hit it on the head with a stone. The creature fell down on the sand with its face in the water. The dots on its skin reminded me of those of a leopard. It did not seem to move, and I ran breathless towards the light of the house.
Prendick, where have you been?
Shouted Montgomery when he saw me.
We were so busy that we didn't realize you weren't at home. But why are you shaking? Why do you look so frightened?
For God's sake, lock the door immediately, said I.
You've met some of our curiosities, eh?
Tell me what it all means. Tell me, I said in a hysterical state.
Oh, it's nothing so terrible.
Montgomery, what was that thing that came after me? Was it a beast or was it a man? Said I, pronouncing my words distinctly.
Now go to bed and have a sleep. Tomorrow you'll feel better and...
What was that thing that came after me? I shouted.
From what you say, I think it was a ghost.
This answer irritated me terribly, but just then the puma began once more with its horrible screams of pain. I tried to keep calm. Montgomery gave me a liquid, which I drank, and soon I fell asleep. I woke up after many hours confused and worried. I found some breakfast on the table and ate it. At that moment, Montgomery came into the room from the garden door and asked me how I was, and said that he could not stay with me because he was very busy. When he left, I realized that he had not locked the garden door as usual. After a few minutes, I heard a terrible scream again, but this time it was not the puma, it sounded like the cries of a man. After a few seconds, another louder cry came. Were they torturing a human being? I rushed into the garden and through an open door of the laboratory saw a body full of scars tied to a table covered in blood and bandages. Next to that human being stood a white-haired, white-faced man with terribly wild eyes. It was Dr. Moreau. As soon as he saw me, he seized me and with unexpected force threw me back into my room. While he was locking the door, he shouted to Montgomery,
I'm not going to stop the work of a lifetime because of him.
He can't understand,
said Montgomery. I stood up trembling and thought, how is it possible to do such horrible things? And are these strange people on the island the results of Morrow's experiments on ordinary men and women? And then, will it be my turn?